Translator W285FI, Memphis, Tennessee.
And that's the name of our show, TSD Radio on WLOK. I'm your host, Karanja Ajanaku. I'm the associate publisher and the executive editor of the new Tri-State Defender. Thank you so very much for joining us. We are here every Sunday from 5 to 5:30. Where do we go from here? TSD Radio on WLOK. Well, we have an exciting program here today. I am honored to have President and CEO of Gilliam Communications, Mr. Art Gilliam.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
You know the place, right?
I know the place well. I listen to the program that you guys have been doing. We're just happy to have you, with us on WLOK. And this is my first invitation to be on the program, so I'm happy to be a part of it.
Excellent, excellent. And then we also have someone else that I'm very familiar with, Mr. Calvin Anderson, who is the president of Best Media Properties, and that's the parent company of the new Tri-State Defender. How are you, sir?
Very good, Dr. Karanja. It's great to be here with you today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Okay, so today we're going to talk about two traditional entities in the African American community, WLOK, Gilliam Communications, which is also the Stonesoul Picnic, and the Tri-State Defender. Now, the Tri-State Defender, we came online November 1951.
November 1951, 68 years of continuous publishing. I'm proud to just now be affiliated with this organization because of that legacy.
Absolutely. Okay, and so 1951, so then when Gilliam Communications comes along, that's 1977.
Oh,
right?
1977. But let me just say one thing. When I was just a youngster, I was probably 10, 12 years old, and our family took the Tri-State Defender.
Okay.
So I know the Tri-State Defender from way back when I was just a kid and how important it has been over the years. Now, we came along in 1977, but, radio is a different form of journalism to the extent that we are journalism, but the newspaper is journalism in a much different way and in a much deeper way because you guys do stories that are in depth. But the Tri-State Defender has been a part of my life for, I guess, I don't want to say 68 years, but it's been a lot of years.
You know, when I was, I have in my office a portion of a newspaper. It's actually the editorial page from the very first edition of the Tri-State Defender.
Okay, yeah, that is fantastic.
And I don't know where the rest of it is, but
I do have
that particular page. And one of the things that struck me when he was talking about why did it come into being, it talked about why did the newspaper come into being, and this particular expression or statement stuck out to me. It said that in part it was to be an expression of the desires and the needs of the community. Right. And that just really resonated with me because I can see that now. I can see that today. I can also see that with WLOK. Right. And so we're looking to build on that, right?
We're looking to build on that, Dr. Karanja. But at the same time, it's important to what Art just pointed out, that we stop and recognize the legacy by which both institutions are built on. One of the things I like to quote is Ida B. Wells, one of the early journalists and provocative thinkers within the journalism spectrum.
Absolutely,
who said,
yeah,
the people must know before they can act, and there is no educator to compare to the press.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sort of rings something with me. Art Gilliam and WLOK is Art as a person is someone I've known for a number of years.
That's right,
and had,
yeah,
a great amount of respect for, and really see as an icon in the business of journalism and expanding the voice and the role of African Americans in this community. That was one of the motivating factors for me to be involved with the Tri-State Defender, is that strong legacy, but that mission that it's been committed to and dedicated through a number of publishers and a number of leaderships that's been with the paper.
Now, do you remember the Tri-State Defender as when you were coming up?
I remember the Tri-State Defender coming up because, again, it was something that was in the barbershop. It was something that was around the house.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Kansas City. We had the Kansas City Call. That was our version of the Tri-State Defender.
One of the things, too, And I'm so happy to be here with Calvin. We like to say we've known each other for such a long period of time, and I'm so glad that you're involved with the Tri-State Defender in these last few years. One of the things, Karanja, that comes to mind as you all were talking is that back in those days, early days of the Tri-State Defender, you had, of course, the Commercial Appeal as the daily paper, but the Commercial Appeal did not give dignity of even titles to black people. You were not Mr. and Mrs., whatever, but the Tri-State Defender did that and, of course, covered things from a perspective that you just would not find in the Commercial Appeal. So even as late as 1968, I believe it was, or maybe, yeah, about 68, there was a look at the the Commercial Appeal was being boycotted because of the absence of respect to not only black people who were mentioned in the paper, but also to the point of view of African Americans. So the Tri-State Defender played a huge role in our community in terms of just giving expression to things that weren't being given expression otherwise.
Yeah, and I was talking to a school the other day, I think it was at Peabody, and I was trying to put the newspaper into context in terms of one of the things that makes us unique. And what I locked in on is this, is that the Tri-State Defender, because of its peculiar history, can tell the story of the African-American community from the inside out. Okay, I mean, when you think about that, it's not that others can't write about the community, but you can't make up being on the inside. Right. You're either on the inside or you're not, right? And right. That we were birthed from the inside, and so the view that we have is from the outside out. I mean, from the inside out, right? And that is, there's value in that in and of itself. Now, obviously, we have to adhere to the basic tenets of good journalism. You know, we want to be credible, we want to be factual, we want to be meaningful, we want to have verifiable information, right? but it's from the inside out. That yes. perspective is really valuable.
And that's the perspective, Dr. Karanja, that carries in each publication of the Tri-State Defender, in the sense that there are real writers, real reporters on real streets with real photographs of real subjects that make it way into our coverage and into the content of the paper. And, you know, fortunately, another element that we are, absorbing is the embrace of technology. And we've taken what was the weekly print of the Tri-State Defender, delivered in your mail, delivered from any other distribution outlet. We now are producing the digital daily of Tri-State Defender, which is, quote, in your email inbox each day, and that's a big step for us, and it's also a consistent service to our newer generation of readers in the Tri-State Defender.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. I get that in my email inbox, so I get to get a little advanced. Now, I get the paper. I have it in fact here in front of me today. But you know, therein too lies some of the similarity with WLOK. We came along in 1977, which is 20 some odd years after the Tri-State Defender. We just celebrated our 42nd anniversary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, as Karanja, as you were saying, the similarity is that we tell the story from the inside out. Now we're not journalists. We are journalists in a certain sense, but not in the same sense that a newspaper is, because right. the in-depth articles and so on. But we have programs that are talk programs such as this mm-hmm. that we do on a regular basis and where we deal with elements in the community. But that therein lies the similarity when you have the black-owned media is which the Tri-State Defender, in the generic sense, is black-owned media. Yeah. And that also is what WLOK is.
Yes.
Now, the Defender is on the aspect of it, of the what I call journalism, the newspaper aspect. We're in the radio, electronic media aspect. But we both have that in common, that we are black-owned media, and therefore we are looking from the inside out.
Yes.
So this is a good place to take a little break and just say that you are listening to Where Do We Go From Here? TSD Radio on WLOK. We have Mr. Art Gilliam with Gilliam Communications, WLOK, and Mr. Calvin Anderson, who is the president of Best Media Properties, which is the parent company of the new Tri-State Defender. And we're talking about those two historical entities, where they are now and where they have been. And we're going to talk now a little bit more about partnerships and the collaboration between the two. There's been an ongoing relationship between the two. Let's talk a little bit about that and where we want to go with that.
Oh, okay, yes. I thought we were about to take a commercial break.
That was the commercial break.
Okay, good. I was pausing for that. We collaborate in several ways, and of course, I know when Bernal Smith was living, and of course he passed away, but we had that collaboration started, and even before that, but in particular, Bernal did a lot of things. We worked together on some things in terms of just things that are taking place in the city, things that were taking place among the ones that I remember in particular fairly recently was on Beale Street and the management of Beale Street and what the future of Beale Street was going to be, and the then chairman of the city council, Berlin Boyd, and the relationship there, but that's just one small example. But over the years, you know, when you put together WLOK with the Tri-State Defender, and you get involved in an issue, then it is something that we're bringing to bear, something that is very strong in this community, and can make change occur where and do things that we think are important for the community as a whole. And I'll stop there, but I just noticed here, just on this headline today, this is this week's Defender, it's about heritage tours, and being forced to vacate Handy House. And I got my information about it from the Tri-State Defender. I did not know. I knew about generally about the situation, but my in-depth knowledge of this comes from reading this article in the Tri-State Defender. And there may be some things that we want to talk about down, you know, in the next week or so about how we might even work with some on this matter with Heritage Tour.
Right. And Dr. Karanja, that's one of the things that we see as the need for Tri-State Defender to collaborate and coordinate with entities that share in the same mission and share in the same philosophy of independence coverage to real issues within the community that affect a large population of African Americans. But really, as we go into this bicentennial celebration in Memphis, a good examination of the progress we've made, but also a recognition of the work that's left to be done and where do we go from here. And so it is a standpoint that says the message that WLOK put forth to its audience, which we think is a lot of the audience that also are readers of Tri-State Defender, says that here's a direction that we believe our community is headed. Here's the coverage that we're going to offer to those subject matters, and here are the principles that are, quote, decision makers in the process that you should know. And it's, quote, calling a community to act based upon the knowledge, as Ira B. Wells would say, we can give them, and that there is no better vehicle for that than the respective press.
Yeah, I can follow that.
Well, and there's no question about it, because we give opportunities for expression within the African-American community. Later on tonight, we'll have a program, Rainbow Push, you know, which has to do with a lot of the activism in our community. That's something I see that in the Tri-State Defender as well. I don't see that in other media that are not black-owned media. But we have that, and we're so happy to have the Tri-State Defender, TSD Radio, I believe is it's called, on WLOK, because this is an opportunity to examine issues. As Karanja and the Defender are looking at these issues, and there's an in-depth knowledge of issues that you choose to talk about on this program that makes it important for people to hear and understand and get a more in-depth recognition and understanding of what those issues are.
Yeah, and we're evolving, you know, how we're doing the radio program. We're using some of the talk show format. We're going to be using sort of a radio news magazine format. But also we've been able to come on your show, you know, and be able to talk about issues of the day, bringing the perspective and the reporting that we've done there.
Well, that's right. We do have a reciprocal, because at times we've had Dr. Karanja on Race in America, which is on Thursdays. Calvin, you know, yes, you probably know, at 10 o'clock on Thursday mornings, I do a program, which I'm not, I am the guest. I'm not the host, but I'm kind of a host, but we have an announcer here. And you've been a guest, Karanja, on several times. And that's an opportunity also. It's a one-hour show. So every time Karanja comes in, Calvin, he brings me a copy of the paper. Because that's the day the paper comes out.
And you're able to get a little bit more in-depth.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ms. Absolutely. Tawana does a great job with that, leading us in
that's
that
right, yeah. Tawana Coleman is our announcer who is on the air, and so she kind of leads that discussion, and we have a – but it's again, an example of the collaboration between our two entities.
So then let's talk about where do we take this partnership, okay? We see the history here. We know there's been some intertwining. We're building on that. What do we see going forward in terms of how these two can work together?
Well, certainly we would you know, be able to offer up, as you do, the paper to the radio station, that it can be, quote, shared and highlighted with the audience so that WLOK listeners get an opportunity to see what's in the pages and what's being covered in current week, but also from a calendar standpoint in coming weeks that they should look forward to on what will be at their newsstands and what can be delivered to, quote, their mailbox, as well as to inform them of what's there and available off of our digital portion of the paper, but also giving the paper the opportunity to highlight some of the things that's in WLOK programming that we think would be of great interest to our readers and subscribers, that they know that they're the Thursday morning programs, that they know what are the listing of programs on the station. And again, each of us expanding a little bit of a knowledge base of what we do to the others' respective built-in audiences.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of that, you know, sort of cross-pollination, you might say, in able to do that. And also, another thing is that where we see that there are community issues, it can be any given community issue, maybe something such as the Heritage House situation, or the Handy House, I guess I should say, but where when the Tri-State Defender and WLOK come together around an issue or something that we think is important in this community, it's a powerful voice, you know, because when you merge these two voices and bringing in churches and other entities in our community that respect both the Tri-State Defender and WLOK, you have a powerful coalition to be able to activate things that we need to perhaps activate in our community. And those are some ways we've only fairly recently begun looking at. You know, but I would look forward to looking at things that where I read the Defender and I know what you guys are thinking and on any given issue. You listen to WLOK and you know where we are. And when we're in the same place on these issues and we can move forward, it can be a powerful voice for this community.
Yes. TSD Radio on WLOK. Where do we go from here? You're listening to our weekly show every Sunday from 5 to 5:30. We're talking with Mr. Calvin Anderson. He is the president of Best Media Properties, the parent company of the new Tri-State Defender, and president CEO Art Gilliam of Gilliam Communications. Now, Mr. Anderson, where do you see the Tri-State Defender going ahead in terms of programming and such?
Yes. Well, Dr. K, we have, from the long legacy of Tri-State Defender, we have maintained membership in organizations like the National Newspaper Publishers Association, or NNPA, which is a national organization of all of the black publications across the country. Gives us the ability to pull messages in from reliable and trusted sources, and to be able to share that, you know, onto our local market. And I think what we see is we have more and more young people that are utilizing all of the tools of technology for posting things and retweeting things, that it's important that we have them post and tweet and retweet from trusted, credible, and reliable sources. Tri-State Defender, WLOK, are part of that trusted, credible, reliable source, but then the paper in Houston, the paper in Kansas City, the paper in Nashville are all part of an NNPA and a trusted, reliable source. So if we put it within that listing, then anyone else getting a story out of Memphis can feel confident that they can repost that in New York, Kansas City, or Houston. And if there is something going on in Ferguson, Missouri, or anywhere else, we know that there's a publication that's covering that firsthand that we can then confidently put on the pages here. And so we see it as a standpoint of the Tri-State Defender becoming a larger megaphone, a larger voice for reaching its subscribers and reaching the audience in this community.
And there are 211 plus papers now in the National Newspaper Publishers Association, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, and that is a tremendous benefit and advantage. And we're members of what's called the National Association of Black-Owned Broadcasters, NABOB, for short. And NABOB is helpful in terms of that. But what NABOB does more so is it looks at entities around the country that are advertisers that might then in turn do some advertising with the black-owned radio stations. I know the Newspaper Association does some of that as well. But one of the things that I think is great about the National Newspaper Association is that the ability to reach out and get that information. NABOB doesn't get into that aspect of it, you know, so that we're not getting feeds from other radio stations, but you guys are able to get feeds from other papers around the country. And in fact, I read some of the articles that are generated from a national, you know, level. But I think that's very important in terms of reaching out. And like I said, we reach out so that the black-owned broadcasters are have an organization as well. There are fewer of us now than there were. I was there when it started, and there are fewer of us because of so many of the pressures that come out in the economics and otherwise. So there are not as many around like WLOK as there used to be.
Right.
You know, but we're here, and so it's an important vehicle on a national level to be a part of NABOB.
Right. And I think there's a little bit more stability there on the NMPA papers, because a number of those were sort of family operated papers or those that are closely held. In the history of the 68-year history of Tri-State Defender, I mean, we're only now on about the fourth publishing regimen here. It started with the Sinstacks that had the Tri-State Defender here and the Chicago Defender, then went to Hiram Jackson and Real Time Media, then from there to Best Media Properties in Bernal, and then now to the current, publication leadership. So the stability of the publication leadership has been a fortunate plus for Tri-State as well as for a number of NNPA papers.
You know, that's so important to have that stability, because that's something that we're wanting to make sure that we achieve with WLOK, because we've been here, again, 42 years, but we want to make sure that we can be here another 42 years as well. So that's important to be able to have that continuity, and that's something that we're working on even as we speak today, to make sure that WLOK has the opportunity for that kind of continuity.
Right. And I can't say enough about the legacy of editors and writers and reporters that's been a part of the Tri-State, and we're so capably led by Dr. Karanja Jonaku, the current executive editor and associate publisher for Tri-State, which, you know, right up there within the lead pantheon of everyone who's been an editor of the publication.
No question about it, because, you know, I respect and look at the paper, and I look at the various articles in there and the depth in which they are covered. It's really informative and useful journalism, and that has been kind of a history over the years of the Defender. But I think now, under you guys' leadership with Best Media, it moves forward and has the permanence that I think it deserves.
Yes. Well, we certainly have the opportunity to build. And whenever I think about editors, you know, the Tri-State Defender, I can't help but think about L. Alex Wilson and the coverage. Put his life on the line over there in the Little Rock Nine, and I actually talked to one of his family members not long ago, and they were just talking about that experience, talking about their times in Memphis, and just bringing that history forward. So now, Mr. Anderson, I know that we are moving to provide the community with an opportunity to help us better help them. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I am pleased to. Because we're now celebrating 68 years of continuous publishing, and because we're now also embracing and pulling in all of the new technology, we are launching over the next 3 months a really community-wide subscription drive, where we're offering our access to subscription to the Tri-State Defender, our daily digital version, for only 68 cents per month for the next 3 months. And that's an introductory offer to give everyone an opportunity to get a firsthand feel for the publication and a firsthand interaction with the content that we have online. And we are promoting this out, starting here with the radio program here on WLOK Today. It will be on the printed pages within the Tri-State Defender, and it'll be a part of what we will be talking with in various churches, civic and fraternal and sorority organizations, Black Business Association, and Chamber Business Association, making a push for the community to get an inclusive feel of what local coverage of local news feel like and is.
I think that's a great way to expand. 68 years, 68 cents.
Yes.
I like that. I mean, it's a great way to promote the Defender and get people. And that's a very small amount of money to pay for the kind of information that you get. So that's
and what we're looking to do with it. I mean, we've talked about the inside out perspective, right? And so what this is going to do is it's going to put us in a position to be able to take a deeper dive into the community.
Yes.
Right? Because although a lot of people like to think so, we're not a nonprofit, right?
And that's right. None of these are nonprofit entities. Yeah.
Say that to me. Well, we're not. We're a business. And so we have to have reporters. We have to have photographers. We have to have photojournalists. And we want to be able to have more of them, to be able to get to more stories, to get deeper into the community. And this is what this thing is designed to do.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the same thing with radio. You have those personalities and people that people look to. So just as the Defender has to have those photojournalists and the writers and so on. So also in radio, I guess you recall them personalities, you know, but the fact is that people relate to that. So they listen to those personalities. And so when you're, one thing about radio I often tell people is you won't ever hear someone say, well, gee, that's my television station. But you hear somebody say, that's my radio station.
Yes.
Because they're relating to personalities. And these are for-profit entities. I mean, you have to be able to move forward on the basis of hiring great personalities, great journalists, in the case of the newspaper, and because that's how you go forward, and that's how people relate to you with the quality of the product.
So we have two historical entities, but they are in industries that are challenged. Radio's challenged, newspapers challenged. Yes. So if people are sitting out there and they're going, well, make us feel good about the future of radio, the future of newspapers. What would you say?
Well, in the short term, let me just tell you quick what WLOK is going to be doing, because I want to get that in. You know, we are expanding ourselves into some other kinds of things that we're doing. So we have the WLOK Black Film Festival that we started 3 years ago. The fourth year is coming up this year, and later this year, around Labor Day weekend, we will have the film festival. And we will also have the WLOK Stone Soul Picnic, which we've been doing for 40 odd years, but we've always seen it as up until very recently as something that we do as an in-house entity, but now we have someone who's a director and so on. So for WLOK, at least this coming year, you can look forward to the WLOK Black Film Festival and the WLOK Stone Soul Picnic.
Okay. And Dr. K, we are again, looking to continue the excellence in print journalism on a weekly basis that we have with the printed version of Tri-State Defender, enhancing the technology and the spread as we will be pushing for our subscription drive with the daily digital with the Tri-State Defender, as well as reaching our audience and other audience in a broader spectrum by virtue of what we're doing with the TSD radio and in conjunction here with WLOK, and just to make sure that we are covering the range of issues with a little bit more of expanded coverage that we would be looking to do on business and economics.
Yeah, absolutely. On the Black Film Festival, I had the opportunity to speak on one of the programs. That is a really, really good educational vehicle.
Well, yeah, we feel it has, and people will be able to hear more and more about it. I see we're down to about 1 minute left. You know, the time goes by quickly when you're having fun,
I guess you could say.
But we have presenters for each of the films, and you were the presenter for Coming to America when we had that last year. So we appreciated that, and we will have the same this year. We have presenters for each of the films that we have.
All right. Well, that's our program for today, and I'm laughing inside because at one point we thought about trying to make this a 15-minute program.
This 30 minutes has gone by pretty quick.
Thank you so much for all of our listeners out there. Tune in again next Sunday to Where Do We Go From Here? TSD Radio on WLOK.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Place.